Every school day, we gather here to meet with Jesus. In Luke 7, we find two other people who met Jesus. We read from verse 36. One of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and reclined at table. And behold, a woman of the city who was a sinner, when she learned that he was reclining at table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of ointment, and standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears, and wiped them with the hair of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." In Jesus' name, beloved of God. Every spring, the students and faculty of Emmanuel are invited to a banquet. And that's very special because the banquet is not open to everyone. We all know of events, don't we, that we would not attend without an invitation. Birthday parties might be one. That dinner in Galilee at the home of Simon the Pharisee was another. But Jesus had an invitation from Simon, and he dined in his home. Have you ever invited Jesus to dinner? Well, we might say, we've often prayed, "Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest." Yes. Of course, some people send out invitations as a mere courtesy or because it is expected of them. The invitation of Simon could have been that kind of invitation. He certainly did not receive Jesus like an honored guest in his home. Sometimes people send an invitation to get to know someone better, to see who this person is, what the fuss is all about. But as a Pharisee, Simon already had his doubts about Jesus. Whenever Pharisees are mentioned in the book of Luke, it is in opposition to Jesus, and it was just before our text. Simon's remark, "If he were a prophet," might suggest an attitude of, "Aha, I thought so." If that were his attitude, his invitation was really part of an ongoing investigation to gather evidence to support his opposition to Jesus. How different is Jesus' invitation to us? His invitation is not a mere courtesy. His entire life is wrapped up in his invitation. From helpless infant in a manger to helpless captive on a cross. At the end of the long war with God, the crumpled body of God's enemy was Jesus' body instead of ours, just so that we could now enjoy the peacetime friendship with God. All this is involved when Jesus invites us, saying, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Nor is this invitation of Jesus some trial balloon to get to know us, to see how we would work out. He assures us, "I will give you rest." He already knows us better than we know ourselves. Look how Jesus knew Simon. When Simon spoke about Jesus not being a prophet, he didn't even say it out loud. He said it to himself. But Jesus knew his thoughts, and Luke says he answered him. He knew Simon's pride and blindness, and he pointed them out to him in a parable. And in doing so, Jesus pointed out to Simon that even his debt, which he considered smaller, 10 times smaller than the woman's debt, even Simon's debt was not able to be paid. Forgiveness was the only answer for Simon as well as for the woman. Jesus showed Simon his lack began with his disdain for Jesus' invitation to forgiveness and rest. And Jesus knew the woman too, didn't he? He said that her sins were many. He didn't have his head in the sand. He did not say, well, in our day and age, her sins are not so bad as they maybe once were considered. He says, her sins, which are many, have been forgiven. Even Simon could see that by the love for Jesus that the forgiveness of her sins prompted. And with her tears of repentance for her former life, with her love for the Savior who cleansed her from all sin, Jesus reaches out to Simon with the same invitation. The woman was not invited, by the way, to Simon's dinner. He would not have even let her touch him. And in a way, Simon was right about Jesus' reaction or lack of reaction. This man, if he were just a prophet, would probably not have accepted such worshipful adoration. More than one has said already, I'm just a human too. But Jesus is more than a prophet. He is the prophet. He is the one whose doing and dying give the prophet's message meaning. He is the message itself. Come unto him, all you who are weary and burdened, and he will give you rest. No, the woman was not invited to Simon's dinner, but she was invited by Jesus. And no amount of scorn or humiliation would keep her from expressing her thanks to Jesus. Have you invited Jesus to dinner? To your home, to your dorm, to your life? Far more important than all of our invitations is Jesus' invitation to us. That is the one that will bring peace to our life, eternal security to our future, and joy to our daily walk. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Hymn 276. 276.